98.1 KZE. MK with you. In the studio with me today is Jungil Tsumagari. She is the program director for Red Hook Community Center, a organization that I really admire. You guys do so much great work in the community. Jungil, it's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks, MK, for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you have a really cool initiative that's been going on for 7 years that I am just finding out about. Youth employment.
Yes. Yeah, we're here to talk about the youth employment program at the Red Hook Community Center. It's a year-long program that has two different sessions in it. So I'm doing a lot of promotion right now for the summer session that begins in July.
So it's enrollment season right now.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. But we're always looking for people to add to the roster in advance. So in the school year, the program runs from February to June. And then in the summertime, it is really compact and quick, running from July to until school starts again in September.
Yeah. So when we say youth, I assume we're talking about like high school age students.
Yeah. So the age is 14 to 20 because we leave a little room in there for folks who are still enrolled in school. For the summer session, you also have to be living in Dutchess County and then meet some income eligibility requirements as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14. I mean, that's young to be dipping your toe in the employment pool, right?
Yeah, totally. And most 14-year-olds are really nervous about it.
Yeah.
So this employment program provides them with a lot of support, lot of opportunity to do that. With guidance, we send kids through an orientation that runs either 2 or 3 days where they get paid for that orientation, but they also get some training on soft job skills. They get help with building a resume, practicing interviews, and then they get paired up actually with a business in the community. So while we run the youth employment program and we have staff that provide some job coaching throughout the time, they actually, after they're put on our payroll, they get placed at businesses within the community as well. So we're always looking for locations that might be interested in supporting the entry into the workforce for these young folks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's such a cool thing because, you know, the kids participating get paid first and foremost. You know, they are working, they're getting real life job experience, but in a more kind of low stakes way than, you know, getting immediately hired and put on the payroll of this business, because these are small businesses that can't necessarily afford to, you know, be the training site for, you know, folks just entering the workforce, but certainly can do that if the financial burden is taken off of them, which you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also that piece about it kind of being temporary, you know, they know that there's a beginning and that there's an end. There's a certain number of hours that each kid gets at the beginning of the program. And then once they're completed with their hours, depending on a schedule that they make up with the business, then, you know, then they know it's over. They know that, you know, they can take a breath at some point. But some kids do end up getting offered employment with at these businesses because they perform so well, and the businesses do have the capacity to hire somebody or add somebody to their payroll. So,
So they basically get like a long trial period where the person on trial is still getting paid, which is great. What kind of businesses have been participating? What are some of the jobs?
That's a great question. So Taste Buds Cafe has been participating for a really long time. We do have some kids placed at the Red Hook Community Center as well. The Red Hook Stationery Co. is a new spot for in the last year or so. The Ozone, the Sustainability Center on Greg's Farm Road.
Oh, sure.
I don't think that's the name of the road, but anyway.
I know what you're talking about. Is it Pitcher Lane?
Pitcher Lane. Thank you very much. Thank you. And then we've added some new restaurants like Misto Eats and The Grove, which is over on the Red Hook golf course. So we're always adding new folks to our kind of roster of locations and looking for new opportunities for these kids, because we love to match up kids with something that they're interested in.
I was going to ask, so there is an aspect to it of trying to kind of match make the right person to the right job?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And some kids want to be in the restaurant industry and the food service industry because they know that there's lots of opportunities afterwards. And then other kids, they're a little bit more intimidated by that, and they also want to focus on maybe what they're looking for in a career.
Yeah.
What they want to go to for college and things like that. We did also just add the Rhinebeck Aerodrome this year to our roster, and they had a great opportunity there for a youth who was really interested in the work and valued all of the learning, although it was tedious and maybe monotonous. They had a really good time really learning all of the intricacies as a support to their shop, air mechanics.
So the jobs that they're placed in at these businesses, I assume they're you know, the same jobs that somebody would be hired for and put on the payroll for. So
yeah, most of the time, you know, we don't want these positions to ever take employment away from somebody else.
Okay,
who
fair
might
enough.
Be more who might be more qualified, because we understand that can be hard for all adults in the workforce, but we don't want them to also create a position where they would just be finding work for them to do. So mm-hmm. it's kind of something in the middle, because the youth are learning, and we like to leave a lot of space for them to make mistakes, because that's part of what learning is. And so something where they wouldn't have to rely heavily on those youth in order for their processes to work well. So
talking to Jungil Tsumugari from the Red Hook Community Center about the youth employment program. Enrollment is happening now, and if you are out there listening and you are a parent or you know a kid who might be interested, how do they go about enrolling? Or if you are a business owner or know one, how do they enroll?
Great question. You can email me programs with an S at redhookcommunitycenter.org, or you can give us a call, 845-758-0077, to ask about our application process. And then we just make sure that you're eligible for the summer program. And if not for the summer program, then we have a session that starts to begin in February next year.
Cool. And again, this is for residents of Dutchess County, not just Red Hook, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're serving Rhinebeck, we're serving Pine Plains as well. Residents of Dutchess County who are between the ages of 14 to 20 and who are income eligible. But you never know. Sometimes just send us an application and we'll help to determine that for you.
Yeah.
And the important piece about that is because for the last 6 years now, we've been awarded funding from the Dutchess County Workforce Investment Board. And that funding, which we plan to get again for the seventh year, creates those eligibility requirements.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's such a great program. And, you know, I think there are a lot of kids out there or, you know, young adults who want to get started in the workforce, but are intimidated and don't know where to start or, you know, feel underqualified. You know, I mean, I know that when I had my first job, I walked in and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, you're like, you know, you're terrified. You're like, you're like, I'm responsible for, you know, somebody's business, and I'm just a dumb baby.
And we try to offer a lot of support, and the biggest piece in that is building the confidence for these youth, because we know that they have, most of them have the skills, and sometimes we have to help them build some of those skills, like time management, communication, which we're maybe losing a little bit of in person. But you know, we helped them to build the confidence, and that's the feedback that we get the most, that kids, they start this program out feeling a little bit insecure, maybe a little bit more quiet, and then when they come out of the program, they're like, wow, I can do a lot more than I thought that I could. And when given the opportunity to be responsible, I can show up and I can be reliable, and that feels really good.
I got fired from my first job for not looking happy enough.
And these are conversations we can have with the teens, right? There's evaluation periods so that the employers can give feedback, and then instead of getting fired and losing this opportunity, someone's going to talk to you and say, hey, what's going on when you're at work? Are you actually not happy to be there? Can we talk about this? Because that's one of the soft job skills, you know, whatever it is that's going on at home or whatever it is that you don't want to be doing at your job, you put on a happy face for the customer, you know.
It's I think it was unreasonable, because
I probably was, I guarantee you. And then that's the other piece. Maybe the employers aren't holding unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. No, they were literally watching me from the kitchen and nobody was in the store. And they were like, you're not like looking perky when there's nobody looking at you.
When there's nobody looking at you. That was like really unrealistic.
I think they just were sick of me.
Maybe. And then for any employer, like, how do we talk about that experience?
Yes.
Because losing a job is totally part of the learning.
It's gonna happen one way or another.
Totally.
You know, whether it's a layoff or you don't look happy enough, or you decide that it's not the right fit and you move along. I mean, it's such an important skill to know how to like gracefully sever ties with an opportunity.
So they get to learn a lot, and it's one of my favorite programs. Our teen program coordinator and our teen program assistant, they help out with the orientation and then provide the support throughout the entire time. And in the summertime, kids work up to 20 hours a week. So it's a part-time position.
Yeah. And stacking up some money.
Stacking up that money. Yeah. In the school year, it's around 10 hours a week because of labor laws that govern
minors. Of course.
Minors.
And, you know, kids got homework.
They do. Yeah. They do. That's a full-time job being a student. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We just help them balance those things and provide support along the way.
Yeah.
It's a really great opportunity.
It's an amazing program, and I'm happy to know about it, and I'm happy to be letting our listeners know about it, because this is kind of what I'm talking about with the Red Hook Community Center and the amazing work that you guys do. You're so much more than just a gathering space. You know, you really are a force for good in the community.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that. We really, the teens are definitely a population that we strive to do that for, because you can make such an impact.
Yeah.
At that age, and we have our staff that really value that as well. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, anything else we should know about the community center or the employment program?
I mean, there's so much happening in the community center. All the programs are at no cost to participants. That's really a huge part for us. So come on down to 59 Fisk Street to check out our calendar online. It's full of other things that are good for your wellness and for community building, for creative expression. We also have a teen program that happens during the summertime as well. So in addition to supporting youth and employment, we just have a place for kids sort of as a third space for them to practice being themselves. So
yeah, that's super important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me today.
We got some canned heat in honor of the youth employment program at the Red Hook Community Center. Let's work together on KZE.